Welcome to a special edition of the 155 Election Podcast, the Ward 8 Hamilton City Council by-election. Episode 164.
Ralph Agostino, you are running for city councilor in the Ward 8 by-election. Welcome to the 155 Podcast.
Thank you, Joy, for having me here today.
So firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been a proud resident of Hamilton for decades, raising my family here and working hard to serve our community. My family and I have been involved in municipal and provincial politics for decades. For the past 35 years, I've built a career as a trusted real estate salesperson, helping families find homes and put down roots in our city. From 1994 to 2014, I was honored to serve as a Catholic school trustee in our city, where I worked to support students, parents, educators, and ensure our schools provided quality education. My experience in business and public service has taught me the importance of responsibility, accountability, and listening to the people I represent. I am running for Ward 8 City Councilor because I believe our community deserves strong leadership that prioritizes affordability, community safety, and protecting taxpayers from reckless spending. I'm committed to being a voice for the residents of Ward 8, being approachable, transparent, and dedicated to getting results.
Why are you running for Ward 8 Councilor, and why should we vote for you?
I'm running for our Ward 8 City Councilor because I believe our community deserves strong, accountable leadership that puts the needs of constituents first. After 35 years as a real estate professional and 20 years serving as a Catholic school trustee, I've seen firsthand the challenges the families face when it comes to affordability, safety, and responsible government. Taxes continue to rise while many residents struggle to make ends meet. Gun violence and crime are on the rise, leaving people worried about the safety of their neighborhoods. At the same time, City Hall has too often been careless with taxpayers' dollars without accountability. These issues demand action, not excuses. I am committed to fighting for lower taxes, ensuring every dollar is spent responsibly, and making affordability a priority. I will advocate for stronger investments in community safety and crime prevention so that every resident of Ward 8 feels secure in their homes and neighborhood. You should vote for me because I bring experience, independence, and a record of service to the table. I will be a counselor that listens, who is accessible 24 hours a day, and who will always put the constituents of Ward 8 ahead of politics and wasteful spending.
Do you live in Ward 8, yes or no?
No.
What are your thoughts on residency and representation?
Well, Joey, I live right on the border of Ward 7 and 8. While my home is just outside the boundary line, I spend much of my time in the Ward 8 and understand the daily reality and challenges facing constituents there. I believe effective representation is about commitment, accountability, and service, not just a postal code. Having lived on the border of Ward 7 and 8 for decades, I know firsthand that our neighborhood share the same concerns: rising taxes, affordability, community safety, and the need to be responsible at spending at City Hall. What matters most is not where a counselor sleeps at night, but how hard they work each day to listen, to advocate, and to deliver results for the people they represent. If elected, I will dedicate myself fully to ensuring the voices of Ward 8 residents are heard loud and clear at City Hall and that their priorities come first.
What are two of your citywide priorities for Hamilton?
Two of my citywide priorities for Hamilton. First one is affordability and responsible taxation. Hamilton residents are facing rising costs for housing, food, and everyday living, while property taxes continue to climb. One of my top priorities is to ensure City Hall respects taxpayers by controlling spending, eliminating waste, and focusing on core services. We must make Hamilton a more affordable place for families, seniors, and young people to live and thrive. Another priority is community safety and crime prevention. Every resident deserves to feel safe in their home and neighborhood. With gun violence and crime on the rise, I will push for stronger investments in community safety initiatives, more support for police and first responders, expand programs that engage youth and prevent crime before it happens, and lobby the provincial and federal government for bail reforms and gun control. A safer Hamilton is a stronger Hamilton.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 8?
My priorities for Ward 8 is tackling taxes and affordability. Ward 8 families, seniors, and homeowners are feeling the pressure of rising property taxes as never seen before, and the cost of living. I will fight against reckless spending at City Hall, demand accountability for every tax dollar, and prioritize affordability so residents can continue and live and thrive in our community. Another one that's big in our ward is improving community safety. Residents of Ward 8 deserve to feel safe in their homes, schools, and neighborhoods. I will work with police, community groups, and City Hall to strengthen crime prevention, increase supports for youth programs, and ensure a faster response to safety concerns in our ward.
The city of Hamilton is facing a fiscal crisis. According to the city's own financial projections, Hamilton's discretionary reserve is forecast to be down to just $1 in 2027. The city's last fiscal update was in November 2023, so none of us know the current state of city finances. In November 2026, when the new council term begins, decisions will need to be made. What are your thoughts on this coming fiscal cliff, and how do you plan to approach budgeting?
Okay, city finance is another priority. Ward 8 taxpayers are paying more but getting less. Property taxes continue to rise year after year, yet many people feel their money is not being managed responsibly. My priority is to ensure every tax dollar is spent wisely and transparently. I will push for a full review of city spending to eliminate waste, duplication, and unnecessary projects. Council must focus on core services, maintaining our roads, improving public safety, and supporting housing affordability before committing to extras. I believe we also need a long-term financial planning that balances today's needs with tomorrow's challenges, so future generations are not burdened with debt. In short, I will bring the same principle of responsibility and accountability that I practice as a trustee and in business, spend within our means, set clear priorities, and always put taxpayers first.
As Ward 8 Councillor, you will have around $2 million per year in discretionary funds to allocate. How do you plan to manage these funds?
I would allocate these money in the ward by, first of all, improving, again, public safety, programs for youths, keep them out of crime. Also, the parks need to be updated. Let's get them done. Let's keep our roads safe, fixing the potholes, making it easier for traffic, making it easier for pedestrian and cyclists in her area.
You're promising to improve City Hall. I'm feeling exhausted on this topic because I heard every candidate in the 2022 change election promise they were going to make City Hall transparent. If elected, you'll have 1 year inside City Hall before the new council term begins in November 2026. How will you use that year to prepare an action plan on transparency for the next council term?
Okay, Joey, if I'm elected as a Ward 8 councillor, I will champion for stronger transparency and governance at City Hall. This means ensuring budgets, report, and major decisions are presented clearly and accessible to the public. Taxpayers should not have to dig to find out how their money is being spent. It should be open and available from the start. I will also advocate for regular financial reviews, open consultation with residents, and clear lines of accountability so that councillor and city staff are held responsible for the decisions they make. Public trust is earned, and it requires consistent communication and willingness to learn. Good governance isn't about politics. It's about putting people first. I will work to make City Hall more transparent, more accountable, and more focused on serving residents, not special interests. By strengthening governance, we can restore confidence, reduce waste, and ensure Hamilton's future is built on integrity and trust.
October 8th, you'll be sworn into office and take your seat in the council horseshoe. On that day, council will vote on zoning reforms, including upzoning Upper James between the Link and Rymel, and residential zoning reform to permit medium-density, missing middle housing along minor and arterial roadways. The housing crisis will be a literal day-one issue for you. How will you approach planning approvals, and how will you use zoning reform to address housing shortages?
Okay, Joey, as we all know, one of the first significant votes as a new council will be on the Upper James intensification issue. That is to extend the transit-oriented corridor, specifically from the Link, south to the Hydro Corridor, south of Rymel Road. This extension is part of the city's broader effort to increase mixed-use, pedestrian-focused development along this transit corridor. Also, the planning committee will be reviewing mid-rise residential zones and proposed changes to the secondary plans. I would like to show support with caution and criticism. I believe we need more housing supply to address affordability. It also makes sense along major transit corridors, closer to bus routes, to jobs and services. This will be a chance to build a smarter, not wider, but protecting farmland while adding housing. By encouraging mixed-use development, Upper James could become more walkable and vibrant. Some of the caution that I would worry about is traffic congestion, parking and infrastructure on Upper James, which is one of our busiest roads. Intensification must be paired with real transit improvement, not just promises on paper. Also, developers must contribute to the cost of roads, water and sewer and community amenities. Taxpayers should not carry this load. We also need to height limits and design standards so that new buildings fit in the community. And lastly, we cannot rush into a blanket rezoning without listening to the residents' concerns.
Let's discuss development charges. Mississauga Mayor Carolyn Parrish was elected on June 10, 2024. She formed a housing task force that first met on July 10th and issued a comprehensive report 6 months later in January 2025. The report's action plan was implemented by a unanimous vote of Mississauga City Council. It creates deep incentives for new market affordable and family housing and has time limits to ensure developers actually build. This proves municipalities can respond quickly to housing market conditions. What are your thoughts on development charges? Do you have goals for development charge reform, and how will you approach this issue if elected?
That's a good question, Joey. As you know, right now, somebody buying a lot to build their own home or a developer to build new construction, I believe the development fees are somewhere around $100,000. Now, they might have dropped a bit, but that's my last hearing, is that's what it costs now for each home built or each apartment built. As you know, we've got to improve that, maybe make some cuts to our development charges so that building can happen, maybe have some reserve fund. I would look at all the possibilities, maybe dig deeper into Mississauga style to see how they're doing it and plan ahead and try to get more homes built. But also we have to make sure they're affordable homes that people can afford and not just developers making tons of money. This has to be brought back to the people and given to the people with housing that they can afford.
Road safety is a significant issue in Ward 8. Upper James is by far Hamilton's most dangerous road, with nearly every section significantly more dangerous than average for both motorists and pedestrians. What is your plan to address safety on Upper James?
Okay, Joey, Upper James is one of Hamilton's dangerous streets, and that is unacceptable. Families, commuters, and pedestrians deserve to feel safe traveling through Ward 8. My plan to improve safety on Upper James involves practical measures that balance efficiency for motorists with protection for pedestrians and residents. Yes, some changes may be unpopular at first, but safety must come before convenience. I will focus on three key strategies. First is traffic calming, smart design, by introducing better signal timing, pedestrian countdowns, and protected crosswalks along Upper James, expanding turning lanes and medians at high collision intersections. Explore speed limiting design features, not just enforcement to slow down vehicles in the most dangerous stretches. Second is stronger enforcement and technology. I would advocate for more automated speed and red light cameras on Upper James, targeted at collision hotspots. We need to work with Hamilton Police Services and bylaw officers to increase enforcement in school zones and high-risk pedestrian area.
What is your overall plan to address road safety?
My overall plan is I would like to bring in a safe, active transportation and community input, which is to add protected cycling infrastructure and safer bus stops where feasible to protect non-drivers. Improve lighting, signage, and sidewalks along Upper James to make it safer for everyone for evening and early morning travel. Finally, I would like to establish a Ward 8 Road Safety Advisory Group so residents can directly identify problems area and help guide solutions.
Hamilton City Council meetings. Attendance, respect, and focus are all issues. I want to ask you about one specific issue: counselors leaving, not attending, or not focusing attention on public delegates. What expectation will you set for yourself when it comes to listening to delegations?
I think council meetings are important, Joey. If I'm elected to be counselor for Ward 8, I guarantee I will be there at all my meetings that I'm scheduled for. That is a promise, and that is something I will push on.
Ontario's Municipal Act was amended to make mayors more powerful and more accountable as the head of council. How do you believe strong mayor powers have changed the role of councillors, and how do you see yourself effectively achieving your platform in cooperation with the mayor and 14 other councillors?
I believe that strong mayor powers, I'm not in favor of them because I don't think that that decision should be left for one person alone. It affects all the wards in the city. So I believe that it should be input by all the councillors and decision made voted by all the councillors and not the mayor's power. For example, is the Stony Creek, the zoning of that land where they're doing affordable housing. Yes, we need affordable housing, but that decision was basically on the mayor addressing that particular spot and saying, yes, the affordable housing is going there, which I believe is wrong. It was against the residents' wishes, against the councillors' wishes for the area. If elected, I will try to work with the mayor to make sure anything that she uses with her strong mayor powers is reflected on what my residents want in Ward 8 and as councillors, what we want in Ward 8.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
Okay, I'm going to talk about some of the improvements. The two that I feel that are important are faster, more responsive service delivery. Many residents feel frustrated when it comes to getting potholes fixed, having permits approved, or bylaw complaints resolved. I will propose stricter performance standards for city departments, including clear timelines and public reporting, so residents know when to expect results. Service results should not sit for weeks or months. Accountability must be built into the system. Finally, there should be a service guarantee. I will propose a citywide service guarantee setting out clear timelines for common services such as snow clearing, bylaw response, and pothole repairs. If the city fails to meet its own standards, residents will be able to track the reason why and hold that department accountable. This will put the focus back where it belongs, on serving taxpayers with reliability and respect.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
Okay, the two changes that I would propose will start by investing in safer, more livable neighborhoods. Hamilton residents deserve to feel safe where they live, work, and raise their families. I will advocate for more stronger investments in community safety, including better lighting, safer crosswalks, and expanded support for youth programs that keep young people engaged and away from crime. By improving safety and livability at the neighborhood level, we can build stronger, more connected communities. Another one is tackling affordability and reducing the cost of living. Rising property taxes and the high cost of housing are making it harder for families, seniors, and young people to stay in Hamilton. I will fight to control taxes, push for more affordable housing options, and ensure City Hall spends responsibly so the residents ain't forced out of the communities they love.
It's August 2026. I'm writing a review of the 4-year council term that is just ending. What 3 words do you hope I'll use to describe your 10 months as a city councillor?
Well, Joey, I hope you would describe my time on council as accountable for putting residents first, being transparent in decisions and ensuring tax dollars were spent wisely, responsive for listening to the concerns of Ward 8 residents, addressing issues quickly and being accessible to the community, principles for standing firm on affordability, safety, and responsible governance, even when tough or unpopular decisions had to be made.
What experience has most motivated you to seek a seat on Hamilton City Council?
All right, I bring both professional and public service experience that has prepared me to serve as a strong, effective city councillor. For the past 35 years, I've worked as a real estate professional, helping families find homes and building a deep understanding of Hamilton's housing market, neighborhoods, and affordability challenges. I know firsthand the pressure of residents face with rising costs and the importance of responsible growth. In addition, I proudly served as a Catholic school trustee for 20 years, from 1994 to 2014. In that role, I was responsible for budgets, policy decisions, and representing the voices of parents, students, and educators. That experience has taught me the importance of accountability, transparency, and listening to the community before making decisions. Together, this background in business and public service has given me the skills, judgment, and leadership needed to represent Ward 8 effectively. I am ready to get to work on day one.
Thank you. That's the end of the questions. Do you have any closing remarks you'd like to share?
Yes. Thank you. It has been an honor to share my vision for Ward 8 and for Hamilton. For decades, I've lived, worked, and served in this community as a real estate professional helping families build their future, and as a Catholic school trustee for 20 years, ensuring accountability and good governance. Now I am running for city council because I believe Ward 8 deserves a strong, principled leadership. My priorities are clear: keeping taxes under control, improving community safety, ensuring responsible spending at City Hall, and building a Hamilton where families, seniors, and young people can live and thrive. I will always be accountable, accessible, and committed to putting residents first. On September 22nd, I ask for your support to be your voice at City Hall as a counselor that works for you, listens to you, and delivers results for Ward 8. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.